Am I right? Am I wrong?
Oh, that's right. You heard the man. This is the Twisted Cupid podcast. We're going to take ridiculous dating questions every Thursday night. Yes, yes, yes. You heard the man. This is the Twisted Cupid podcast. Thank you all for listening. If you're listening on an audio-only platform, we still appreciate you. But we would appreciate you slightly more if you liked and subscribed on YouTube and then what listened live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. We're taking questions from not only the wild animals on Reddit, but you guys in the chat. Give us your comments. Give
How
us your questions.
How wild do you
want to
be? That's what our question is. You know,
there
you
we
could
go.
Be just as wild as them.
That's right. You could go completely nuts. You could make Reddit look like a Mormon daycare center. You could go crazy. But with me as always, my amazing co-host, the one, the only, Amy Liska. How's it going, Amy?
Good. I'm looking at myself in the camera. First of all, I also snotted and sniffed it right into the microphone right as we were starting. So
nice.
Sorry if you heard that. Also, I'm looking at myself pregnant and I'm at... Literally, I have 3 more months to go, but I'm literally the size as if I could give birth right now.
Yeah.
And I have, like, these chicken arms and this big, like, I look like a cartoon. I don't know what to, how do you look
sexy? I will say, I think it's this camera with the wide angle. Sitting on the ends definitely does suck. I got the same thing going on, and there's not a baby inside of me. There's just
I think I have a little bit more going on, not to compare. But all I'm saying is that, what was I saying?
3 more months.
3 more months.
3 more months. I don't
3
know.
More
you
months.
Look great, okay?
I don't know.
But here's the thing. The camera adds an extra 2 months. So they say that.
I need 2 more months.
Yeah.
I don't have...
The camera added 2 more months to me. I ain't even pregnant. So, that's how much they do. That's how they do with these cameras.
I know what I want to say. Those people out there, there are people that say that they feel sexy when they're pregnant. I'm like, who are
I've
these
heard
people?
That.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
It's a niche fetish for sure.
Do you like feeling like you have a bowling ball in your pelvis while you're just getting it on? Yeah.
There's some women are really into it. Some guys are really into it. Some non-binary folks. It's a niche market for sure. But there's people that are into the pregnancy thing.
Joanne just says snot and sniff. I used to always sneeze at farting pregnant.
Look at that. You could have been sneezing and farting. You just sniffed a little bit.
Sneezing. That's
Well, I kind of did the whole like sniff my snot back up in my nose. You know
that's
that?
Good. Well, I didn't notice, but I'm gonna have to go back and listen in slow motion replay. Anyway, Amy's doing good. She's sniffing. She's snotting. All that good stuff. Let's talk to our 2 awesome guests, man.
Yeah.
We have 2 first-time guests to the show.
Yeah,
first
we're popping up, their cherries.
That's right.
Them. Yeah.
That's right. First up, he's a hilarious stand-up comic. The one, the only, Michael Walsh. Thank you for being on the show.
That's right. There's only one of me.
That's right. That's right. The one. There's only one and only of him.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Likewise. Tell them where they can find you.
At @Micah_Walsh. We're doing the plugs right now. Oh yeah, I guess that makes
sense.
Yeah, yeah. I have a podcast, you know.
Bam.
It's different. It's different.
You know.
I have a podcast called
It'd be weird if you had this exact thing coincidentally.
Yeah,
and it just
actually
didn't get discussed before now.
I'm recording this. I'm gonna re-release this on my own channel.
Actually, you know what? Feel free. I think more podcasts should do that, honestly.
What?
Yeah.
Be on each other's shows and then release on their own stream and stuff.
Exactly.
That's good cross promotion.
Joe Rogan needs to come onto our podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, that would
Where
do
you
some
at,
numbers
Joe?
For both of you.
Come on, man. I'll inject myself with whatever the fuck you want. Get on this podcast.
No.
I can't believe you guys are asking for plugs. This or...
plug it up.
And
plug
like,
it up, man.
But I'm like,
what,
this,
are you not
this
ready
riff
for
is
the
getting...
plug?
No, of course I am. But the riff is getting away from me. You guys are taking this energy and running.
Plug it like a hole in a lefty during a rainstorm.
It's called I'll Grieve You With This. That's
I'll Grieve You With
thing.
This.
Yeah, listen
Bam.
To it. It's that's all I'll say.
Like grieve, like I'm sad?
Yeah. Well, what's the other form of grieve?
Oh, I didn't know if I was hearing the word right.
There's, I believe pants for chainmail are called grieves.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, that's a different podcast.
Some kind of armor. Yeah, it'd be weird if it was just a blacksmithing podcast in 2024.
Yeah. It's mostly sounds of just metal smashing.
I'm making a codpiece.
No, not just to make the whole intro is about my thing, but it's about grief. I interview comedians about like their dead parents and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Big get for me. I had Kelly Carlin on a couple months ago. George Carlin's daughter.
Oh no shit!
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That'll be my bio for the rest of my life.
I want to listen to that. That's awesome.
I don't know if it came up, but she's got a dead dad. I heard.
Wait, she does actually.
Wait, here we go.
It did come up in conversation. He's famous.
Yeah.
And there's seven words that he just can't stop talking about.
So is it every episode you guys cry during it?
Nobody's. Oh yeah. Some people have gotten close to it, but we definitely don't. We don't have a video aspect.
Are you kidding me? No one's cried on your podcast?
Nobody's physically cried, but I've handed them tissues before. Also, we do it through Zoom sometimes. So sometimes people are like, "Oh, you know, the connection's breaking up. I gotta go."
There we go.
Like, oh. They come back a little teary-eyed.
Nice.
But no,
nice.
I mean, we keep it lighthearted.
That's cool.
But yeah,
people, do you want to laugh? Do you want to cry? Go check out Michael Walsh's podcast.
I'll grieve you with this.
I'll grieve you with this. Right. I love it. I love that name.
And also follow our second guest, another first time guest of the podcast, another hilarious stand up comic, the one, the only, Danny Rydell. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. Tell them where they can find you.
Wow. I'm like, yeah, plugs already. Let's go.
Plug it up, man.
So Instagram at Danny Rydell Comedy, DannyRiedell Comedy. I also help co-produce a show called Chopped Cheese Comedy on the Upper West Side.
Oh, there we go.
163 West 72nd Street on Friday night. Chopped Cheese. So Instagram, that's Chopped Cheese Chopt cheese.
Why did you guys just decide to call it Chopped Cheese?
I just came aboard actually. Lee Paul is the main producer and he came up with the name. But it's a show run by all alcoholic comedians.
Oh, there we go.
It's a deli. It's a halal deli with
a
performance space upstairs looks exactly like a comedy club. I mean, it looks like a dark, seedy comedy club, but it's the upstairs of a deli. But there's no alcohol, so there's no drink minimum. You can buy like a soda and a bag of chips and watch a comedy show for $15. Nice. It's been written up in the West Side Rag and the New York Post. And we get some really hot comics on.
Nice.
You can catch me there every Friday night.
Check it out.
Also, catch
every
me
Friday?
at the Grizzly Pear most nights, a lot of other nights during the week, and you're there and everywhere. I'm going to be headlining the comedy show at the Galactic D&I Star Trek convention in Philadelphia next month for any nerds out there.
You're headlining a comedy show at a Star Trek convention.
That's my niche.
Oh, that's cool.
That's my weird niche, yeah.
That's cool. There was Star Trek. I'm from Iowa City, Iowa, which is just north of a town called Riverside, Iowa. And they have a massive Star Trek convention there every year. Because apparently in the show, William Shatner's character, Captain Kirk, right? Captain Kirk? That's where he's...
you're walking back this anecdote. You know, Star Trek, whatever.
Dude, I don't know the show that was.
Mr. Kirk.
Yeah. Kevin Kay, as I call him. But no, his character was apparently from Riverside, Iowa in the show.
Oh.
And so the town makes a huge deal of it. It's just this tiny little town in Iowa.
That's
but they
awesome.
They do like a whole... fucking Star Trek. It's like a 3-day event, man.
I feel like they have to do that for places that would otherwise just like suck too much to bother existing.
Right.
Like take a really badass Star Trek character. Oh, bless you.
Yes.
The doggy sneezed. You're contagious, Amy.
I know.
Commander William Riker, Captain William Riker, is from Alaska.
Right.
Like, he's the sexiest, most badass fictional character in the freaking world, and he's from Alaska.
Right.
Like,
Kirk's from Iowa.
And Kirk's,
Riverside
and Kirk's
specifically.
From Iowa.
A specific small town in Iowa.
The first warp drive was in Bozeman, Montana. Like, what?
Right.
Like, Joel says from the chat, he says, I thought Shatner was a Captain Crunch. Who was Captain Crunch?
Maybe in the mirror universe. So.
He also said, hey, Micah doesn't know what he's missing. Jake usually cries at least once an episode. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big closer, right?
That's right. That's right.
You do the plugs
I weep.
First,
that's
the
right.
At the end.
Uh huh. It's the whole thing. I try to do plugs at the end, but I'm just like I got that going on, and so I just can't get through them. But speaking of getting through them, shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to Matt on YouTube, to Joanne on YouTube, to Joel on YouTube. For right now. You guys ready to take your first question from the wild animals on Reddit?
The wild animals.
Let's bring it
on.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Bring
first
it on.
I was assuming you were getting these from 4chan, but
actually, no. I have gotten some from 4chan, but 4chan just has a general advice section, so it's just all advice about everything, and you really gotta sift through to get actual dating advice, you know, or anything that can go under a loose umbrella of dating. You know, a lot of is a should I finally unload on my classroom tomorrow? Yeah, you know, 4chan. It's 4chan, like it's
that's
goofy
the last
shit.
Stop on a lot of manifest.
Oh yeah, yeah. And a lot of people will be like manifesto shaming people, like you're not really going to shoot anything up, are you? This
manifesto
is a sorry ass
shaming.
Manifesto. Yeah.
Where are we that that's even a thing? Wow.
Bro, this one is weak. This manifesto is weak. Shit is hack, bro. This is like a KC shooter. Your shit is hack. Sounds just like him. Anyway, let's take our first question from the Wild Animals on Reddit. If you guys have questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com. Or even better, put them right there in the chat for us. We are live on YouTube every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's take our first one from the Wild Animals on Reddit.
So the theme this week, so I try to pick a theme with all the questions. The theme this week is, that's not cool. Because it was kind of like, everything that I was reading is like, ah, that kind of sucks, but is it worth, like, you know, leaving someone or breaking up or ending it? But it's just, you know, you'll see. So the first one is, boyfriend sent me recycled nudes.
Oh, come on now. That's just lazy.
I was just lazy. Lazy.
It's lazy to get... Never mind. I take it back. It's not lazy to do it. It's lazy to get caught. You shouldn't get caught doing it.
I mean, it's like re-gifting.
It is, honestly.
Everybody, I feel like we don't even read the question. I really don't.
But I'm like, how are you even getting caught doing it? You know what I mean? It's like, dude, what are you taking dick pics next to a copy of today's newspaper? How are you getting caught regifting news? What's she going to her friend like? Oh, that's the same. It's the same toothbrush next to it. I got that same one from him.
I'm wondering if I should even read it because that's basically what happened.
Never mind. Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted you before the question.
Just put in some effort.
But that's all you're gonna hear. Okay, so basically. Boyfriend sent me recycled nudes. I, a 29-year-old female, have been with my boyfriend, a 31-year-old male, for 4 months now, and we are temporarily doing long distance for 4 more months until we can live in the same city together.
Aww.
I have met him in person multiple times, and we have known each other for years. When we first got together, he asked me if I would like to exchange naked pictures with him. I told him that I had not done that in 10 years. I was very nervous and unsure about it and needed more time to feel comfortable in our relationship. Enough. That means she did it at 18, you guys. Ooh, okay.
real quick, in the comments it says you're muted.
I'm muted?
No, I'm reading the comments and they said they can't hear the question.
They can't hear the
question? Shout out to Matt. I'm reading the comments right now.
Joel,
right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching the levels. You got levels. I can hear you.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, perhaps Matt is trolling us. Perhaps.
Matt does do that.
Matt, can you hear me?
Wait, what did Joel just say?
Because Joel says Micah's room audio only. I want to make sure.
Joel's very honest. Matt is a like, Matt, we love you, but I know you troll
us. Oh, shit. Music is room audio only.
Music is room audio.
No, that's in the ear. Unless, are the mics room audio?
Okay, you know what? I misread music as Micah.
No, that's codec.
I thought that was me.
Matt, you're the man.
Oh.
All right, sorry. Listen, to interrupt, but
it
also said that you can't hear the question,
correct?
Look,
Matt, you're the man, and that means that he saved the podcast.
Woo!
Okay, thank you, man. Thank you for saving the podcast.
But also, Gene has just interjected. I hear everything. It's Matt's phone.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, Matt, come on, man.
Dude, you got to upgrade. Upgrade.
Wait. Let's see. Joel said it also. Okay.
Oh, weird.
Mics are fine.
Yeah.
This is cool. All right. This is a little peek behind the scenes.
Yeah. Now we get to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right. I'm just going to start over because
for those who didn't hear it.
I, a 29-year-old female, have been with my boyfriend, a 31-year-old male, for 4 months now. And we are temporarily doing long distance for 4 more months until we can live together in the same city. I have met him in person multiple times and we have known each other for years. When we first got together, he asked me if I would like to exchange naked pictures with him. I told him that I had not done that in 10 years. I was very nervous and unsure about it. And I needed more time to feel comfortable in our relationship. Enough to take sexy pictures for him. He was very respectful, understanding, and did not push me at all. Finally, I decided on my own that I would surprise him with a few. I have sent him a total of 9 pictures to him, and he has sent me 2.
Wow.
When he sent me
his... That's a barrage, dude, for the first round.
Yeah, 9's crazy.
That's wild,
like,
dude.
That's like a zip drive.
Why not?
You don't start. You don't, nine?
Why not go up to an even 10 at that point?
She just talked about how much pressure she felt, and then yeah. She was like, oh, you know what? Here's the whole. Here's
dude,
the
now he's
nine.
Expecting a video on the next one. You're setting his expectations too high.
All right, sorry. Continue.
When he sent me his recent picture, I saved it in on my camera roll so I could enjoy it whenever I wanted to. However, I noticed that when the picture was not recent and was a little screenshot, I went back to the older photo and saw that this one was too, not taken recently, and also a screenshot. Now, I know that he has a past, and it would be stupid to deny that, but I feel like I was very vulnerable for him and went out of my comfort zone because I felt he was trustworthy and I wanted to keep things with him exciting. I personally feel a little duped and disrespected because he sent me pictures of a boner that someone else gave him.
Oh, God.
When I'm spending time and putting forth effort to give him something special
for just him,
I also feel like he thinks I'm stupid that I wouldn't notice. Am I overreacting by feeling hurt and bothered? I'm not angry, but just wondering why he can't put forth some effort for me that I did for him. To my part of the fun and allure of nudes is that they're in the moment in between two people, and this feels rather one-sided.
Hang on. Hang on. They're in a long-distance relationship, right?
Yeah.
For 4 months.
And they have four more months to go.
And they're in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s. These are young adults, yeah. But they're not young. These are fucking grown ass. Can I curse?
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm sorry.
No, curse away.
Okay. YouTube just
crashes. It's frustrating because these people are in their 30s and acting young.
Yeah,
it's weird.
These are grown ass fucking adults. Yeah. Why haven't you seen each other naked yet? Also, it's 2024. Why aren't
no,
you?
No, they have. They have.
No, but like in. Oh,
no,
they
have seen
met
each other
in person.
So they have met multiple
nudes?
Times, and they've also they're just they've met many times, and they've known each other for years. They're just right now in two different spots.
First of all. When I assumed it was nudes and he was sending old ones, I thought it was like, oh, maybe he's gained some weight. He feels insecure.
But now
I'm finding out it's just a pure a dick pic. And I'm like, how did you realize? Like, was there like a Bernie Sanders 2016 sticker behind it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What was the timestamp where you were like, this couldn't be? Well, no, she saw it in the thing. But also,
if you
really
send
bizarre.
Someone a picture, they can tell when you took it, like, on their phone.
Jake is just realizing how technology works.
I'm wondering if I ever got caught doing this back in the day.
Probably.
This
I thought
is
you
got to
take screenshots, but she somehow knew it was a screenshot.
That's how I would get around to this screenshot.
Everything's timestamped. So.
I just don't fucking get
it. You have to take off the timestamp if you're going to do something stupid like that.
What, does she work at the FBI? Totally. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But also, it's weird that she was like, I'm 29 and he's 31. That's like the most insignificant age gap. I thought there was going to be something more to it, but
I will say it is helpful knowing their ages, because if one person is doing something really
that's true.
Kind of immature or whatever, you're like, yeah, but he's 23. So like, who gives a shit?
That's
give him
a good
a pass.
Point.
The ages are, it's wild how much you want to know the ages when they don't give them to you. You're like, change everything.
I mean, I'm glad we have that context, but also like 4 months in, you're sending like, you should just know what each other's bodies look like.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you just now sending nudes? Well, it's like I've always thought like you shouldn't get married before you live together. Like,
sure, that's true.
Like you know, test it out. I mean,
you're saying you shouldn't.
They're planning to move.
Presumably,
to the
they've
same,
already fucked. And now he's sending like throwback dick pics. That's so
Have they fucked?
It's a tough
that's
one
what
to
I
want
to know. It says they met, but I want to know if they've fucked.
Yeah, have they fucked?
But she made it very clear that they have met in person multiple times and have known each other for years.
But if they fucked,
I think that would have been in there. You're right. I think that would have been in there.
That makes a big difference to me.
I think that would have been in there. Known each other for years is different than dating each other for years. I think they were like friends, coworkers, something like that.
Also, that's fucking weird to be pressuring your friend to send you, if you're not already fucking, to just be like, hey, I know we've known each other. Could you send me some pictures?
No, I think if they're doing long distance, they've had already fucked.
Or at least you had like think, video chat sex.
Yeah, it's weird that they don't start with video chat sex if they've already been hooking up.
There's even toys for that. Like they can even remote control guys, like long distance. The whole point, there's so much they could be
the
doing.
The whole thing that she's like mad about game? Is that she actually...
They are kind of like
really?
That.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You guys, cool. The whole point that she's mad about is that she was just like, I put all this effort into mine and I'm noticing he put zero effort into his. And, like, I'm sorry, it's just going to get worse. If he's not going to put any effort into his dick pics, okay, don't think he's going to put effort into your birthday or, like, remember the anniversary of something or, like, you know, he's just, it's, forget about even doing the dishes. He's just going to be like, what mess? Like, he, that's what, where
we're just doing
going.
Styrofoam plates.
Is it even his dick?
Yeah.
Is it even
point.
His dick? I don't think this is his dick.
If they haven't slept together, it might not be.
I love that. This is just probably the best dick pic he's ever taken. Like, I understand people on Tinder when they're like, oh, this is my picture from 5 years ago at a wedding. I was looking great. But the fact that he's like, he's just like looking back wistfully at his like, oh man, my dick really could fucking
my,
throw
I think
a football
like
back there.
He needs to ask for one with a background. Yeah. Like, kind of like, don't some dating sites do? They make you hold up a sign with your username that's like handwritten. Like she needs to ask him to like take a dick pic with like a
copy of the newspaper.
A copy
today.
Of the newspaper,
or so you have a time.
Better yet, with his freaking face in it. If you've known each other for years, you can. I don't know. Just take a dick pic with your face in it. What's she gonna do with it? You know.
Oh no, she wants a fresh dick pic. I got to get my dick in fighting shape again.
Like,
look
at
my dick in this one. It looked like I hadn't eaten carbs in a year.
This woman, I want to live. Live in the same city as who I've known for years. I can't share my genitals. Get the fuck
out,
dude.
Also, why did she go from, I don't want to do this, to, all right, I guess I'll send 9?
Yeah, it's a pretty wild amount to go right off the bat. Yeah.
And I am not a person, like, not to sound like a prude, but I don't really exchange a lot of photos, but 9 seems like a fucking pretty heavy entry point number.
Well, right, because then it's like, well, okay, then he sends some. Do you then send 0 and wait till he sends you 9?
Or you're like, hey,
or do
man,
you
got,
just
you
do
9
more?
9, you owe
9.
Me.
Yeah. If he sent you 3 dick pics and you sent him 27 nudes, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You can't do
especially
9
on
Joel's 9.
Pi Day of all days.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
Joel said, if he's sending recycled pics, she better enjoy the self-achieved orgasm. He won't put it in the time. No, he's not. He's not.
Even if he asks you to marry him, he's not getting down on one knee. He's just doing like a catcher stance. You know, he's just kind of squatting down a bit, pulling the ring out. That's it.
Oh. I maintain that not his dick.
What if he proposed, he got down on one knee, and he pulled out a small picture of his dick? It was the same one from way back then. He goes, after all these years.
I want you to know the truth.
Yeah. I guess this question could go either way, because
He pulls the box open, and it's just a receipt for a ring. He's like, it's going to be in the ring store. Like next, the guy's just got to finish sizing it and putting some of the stones in.
I feel like this question could go either way, because I believe they have slept together, and they're doing long distance until they get together, and... I think this guy's just really lazy, and if you think it's going to get better, it's not, all right? He's 31. Yeah. This is already...
Right.
And honestly, in the four months, okay, I feel like, especially within that year, you don't even know who your partner is, because all that partner's doing is trying to lie and make them feel like they're the best person in the world. Like, if this is his starting game... Like it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, for the first 6 months, you're not even dating a human being. You're dating a living, breathing Tinder profile.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
And if it is his dick, then then he's just fucking lazy.
Yeah, it sounds like lazy man work.
That is going to transfer to other things. Like, dude, you can't. Who doesn't have the time to take a fresh dick pic?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to do anything. Like, if I had a dick, I would have the time to take a fresh fucking dick pic.
I like to think that timing is the only reason that he hasn't updated. He's like, I've been so busy the last couple of years. You know, can't find a spare moment with a bathroom.
That's crazy, man.
It has nothing at all to do with my insecurity about my dick and how it looks now.
You have no idea how busy my job at Budget Rent-A-Car is.
Right.
No time for dick pics, lady. No time for dick pics.
He takes time off work, and he's like, I'm going to do that photo shoot. I'm finally get all those updated dick pics.
I used a sick day to take this dick pic, and I still didn't get around to it.
Right.
I had so much laundry to do.
I just wonder if they have slept together, then what is her hang up on sending the pictures too? So, there's a problem on both sides here. There is some kind of lack of connection here.
Sure.
that I feel like if you're with the right person, you should just want them to see you naked.
If yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, this question is unfair because the question should have started with, I already confronted him. This is how the argument went. You know, because yeah. I don't feel like we don't know enough.
I think we don't have enough information.
Yeah. For one thing, she's not clear on if they slept together or not. I mean, that to me is a huge piece of this puzzle. It's a huge piece.
Yeah.
You read the question before. Do you think they slept together?
I think they did. But, I mean, who knows? Because there is no evidence. She didn't say anything.
Right. She did.
I didn't even think about that until you said that. I'm the type of person, if I'm going to do long distance with you, I better be getting really, really, really good sex. For me to be like, all right.
Really good video chat sex.
I'm not going to sleep with anyone else. I'm gonna call you like somewhere in another state or country is so the sex is so good, I have to somehow like wait or appease this person in another like time zone.
Right. Ain't nobody doing Yeah, no one's doing long distance if every time you do it, you're so drunk that you got to, like, squeeze it from the bottom because it's like a half chub. So now you're trying to get half a dick's worth of blood into the top half of the dick to get it. You're, like, squeezing it in like a tube sock.
Yeah. It's always embarrassing when you can't get hard over video sex. You're like, is it in yet? No, I know it's not nearly hard enough.
I can tell it's only a half chub from 17 area codes away. What are you doing?
Yeah. But let this be a lesson for the future. Fucking let them send the dick pics, first, then figure out whether or not they're old before you send 9 pictures. Because I get the feeling that she sent first and was like,
"Hey, oh yeah,
let me get a little."
He asked for one.
Right.
She was like, "No." And
of course,
then
he asked for one. Like, sorry. Like, in no world is the woman being like, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Could you send me a couple?" Well, maybe in some world, but not between these two. It seems like he was like, "Hey, I've earned your trust. Yeah. Enough time has passed. Give me something to."
I also the one thing that did come up was that he's probably just also messing around on her too while he's waiting for her, because I feel like if he has dick pics ready to go to send to whoever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just got a special folder on his phone. He's like, "You want what now?" Doop, 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 doop.
Yeah.
Yep, this was a good one. Kept it for this purpose. That's the dick headshot.
Yep. Had the lighting, had the angle. Yeah. Everything was right that day.
Now that I put it that way, I'm not saying he isn't lazy. I'm just saying maybe that's not a bad idea to have like a dick headshot.
It's not a bad idea.
Have a good one ready to go. Uh-huh. I mean, be prepared to update.
Be prepared
with the newspaper. But
yeah.
Like, something the bookers can put on the website.
Yeah, right. I mean, or the sex toy app or whatever. Yeah. But not a bad idea.
I had to be dating for a long time before I got rid of my second head's headshot.
Yeah, sure. Oh,
but
right.
They've that's known right. each other for
I still
years.
I had hair in my first headshot. My first dick headshot. Now it's just bald.
Mine was up in the men's room at Dangerfield's.
Sure.
That's right. It's Rodney's now.
No, yeah. But after 4 months of like being boyfriend and girlfriend and knowing each other for years, like, no, honey, you deserve better than the dick headshot. You need something more personal than that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and also you guys should just be having sex,
or at least have video sex until you meet in person. For fuck's sake, please have video sex. It's so easy, it's great, it's easy, and it's fun. Just
and also DM me on the side. I'll help out.
Watch, she's gonna have video sex with this guy, and it's just gonna be.
I wouldn't have video sex with this guy.
Yeah, clearly his dick has seen its best years.
He would just be playing me recycled clips. Like
his dick's on the farewell tour.
Yeah,
is this AI? Is he whacking off in front of a green screen? This isn't even him.
Yeah, it'd be just one of those like found footage episodes of a sitcom. Like, no.
This is his head on a pixelated body. This isn't him. This is crazy.
I don't know. I think we answered that. Is there anything in the chat?
Let's see. Joel on YouTube says, if he's sending recycled pics, she better enjoy. Oh, fuck. We already read that.
Goal Rangers.
Matt
are you
says,
a different show?
It's hard. Oh, yeah. Sometimes Matt gives hockey scores.
Yeah, sure. No, I assume. I assume.
Yeah, go Rangers.
Okay.
But,
oh, yeah, cool. Shout out to the Rangers.
Uh-huh. All right.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Let's see.
Not that into baseball, but okay.
But Matt says female orgasms and keg stands are not the same thing. Yeah, it's I guess not.
I mean, they're not. It's important to note that they're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah. I did see a woman have an orgasm during a cake stand in college once, but that was a lot going on that day. Mm. A lot going on. Yeah. Ew. Yeah. Uh-huh. She joined the convent the next day. She was done with that
college?
Lifestyle.
Gross.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Hey, Matt, you know, some people call female orgasms, they just call them orgasms. They kind of go both ways.
Overcompensating much?
Sometimes I'm like, I had a male orgasm today, so I was jerking off earlier. But you know how it was.
All right.
Sometimes they don't feel male or female. They're on a spectrum, you know?
It doesn't feel fair that you couldn't really say I had a female orgasm, but like it's perfectly fine for me to say I busted a nut.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
Rubbed one out.
It's true. That's true.
A step towards equality. I'm sure someday you can just be more explicit about your disgusting bodies.
I say do it, man. Nut through the glass ceiling.
Sorry.
All right. I'm ready for the next question.
All right. Next question on the Twisted Cuba podcast. If you guys have questions, write them to twistedcubapodcast@gmail.com. Or even better, put them right there in the chat every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That is when we are live on YouTube. We're going to take our next one from the Wild Animals on Reddit.
All right. I'm threatening to quit my job because my wife just randomly quit hers. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
I love thinking about following suit?
We only have half the amount of income in this household? I don't think so, sister. We got zero. Zero. I'm playing Russian roulette with three bullets in the gun like Robert De Niro and D. Hunter. Diddy Mouse, honey. Diddy Mouse. Wow.
Four bullets on the way.
That's right.
Wow.
Sorry, too soon? Congratulations, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I'm a 35-year-old male, and my wife is a 33-year-old female. She just inherited a large chunk of her late father's sizable estate. She made it very clear that the money she inherited was supposed to go to her dad's bloodline, also known as her and our children, and I'm not entitled to a cent of it. We live in North Dakota, and I make $52,000 a year doing a property management job I hate. And I get it gets old driving around dealing with tenants who take their frustration out on me because my boss decided to cut corners. Sorry.
A lot of subtext in this.
I'm the middleman for a paragraph. I'm the middleman for a slumlord, and these people are real jerks about it. Wah, I smell gas. What do I look like, a magician?
We're going to get a lot of detail in this question.
Oh, boy.
My wife worked as an accountant, payable clerks making $32,000. She hated her job because there was no growth, and it was boring. But she held up the job to show her dad that she was responsible. Her dad died, and now she inherited a 5-bedroom mortgage-free house in another state. It is in one of the most college areas near a private school where all the students come in from the East Coast private school. She rents that out.
A lot of slumlords in college towns.
She rented it
ripe
out.
For the picking.
She rented out the house by bedroom to students and gets $6,000 a month. And it's all said and done. The rest of her inheritance is locked in a trust and pays out $15,000 a month living
in North Dakota.
The approximately 252,000 she gets more.
$15,000 a month in North Dakota is like $1 million
in New York. That's like $1 million
in
New York.
Buys a lot of potato
chips. $252,000 she gets is
more than
enough to
live. What is she, the daughter from Yellowstone? This is crazy.
God, can we pause this for 1 second? He clearly hates his wife, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she clearly hates him.
None of this is like, what a windfall for our family. I mean,
more than the tenants that complain for the management boss that cuts the corners.
Oh, God.
And my wife got $15,000 a month for doing nothing but being jizzed out of some dude's balls. We'd be high-fiving each other. We would go, no, this is $15,000 more we have to fight about. This is crazy.
And not once has he been like, my kids or my wife. He's just been like, let me tell you about the assets of my fucking father-in-law who just died.
No, but seriously,
this guy?
Fucking bitch, like, you're married. Just don't be fucking greedy. Just, what? Okay. That's more money. And also, leave North Dakota. Why are you still in North Dakota? Yeah. Like,
maybe that's one of the clauses of the inheritance. Like,
I mean, that'd be horrible. You know what? I would turn it down.
It'd be like the plot of a great
If that was a condition, $15,000 a month, but I had to live in North Dakota, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out.
All right.
I'm out.
However, I feel my wife has been unfair with how she's handled the money. Right away, she rented herself a BMW, and then she decided that she was done cooking and would order out every day. The problem is, as I have high cholesterol, and a lot of the foods aren't good for me. And the foods that are good for me, she never leaves enough real leftovers. Sorry. I just couldn't. There's a lot of times I read these questions, and I will take out the details, but I just couldn't because I'm
too cute. Oh, my God.
All right.
She ate all my sashimi and only left me with Big Macs again.
Right.
I can stomach the fact that her inheritance is hers, but it does hurt that I've never resisted picking up the financial burden when I earn more, but she hoards all her new money. She puts her inheritance and and rent income all into accounts under her name, and meanwhile, our day job income kept going into joint bank accounts. Whew, okay. That would make sense, but then she quits her job out of the blue last week. She said she looked at her boss, and sorry, I'm laughing because she actually gave the age of her boss. He's a 50-year-old. She's a 50-year-old female, which I thought was funny. Never mind.
Sure.
Okay. So she actually looks at her boss, and that she was not cut out for this work until she was old like her. She wants to pursue her passion of photography, but doesn't want to earn money from it. So she quit. But the problem is that she quit because she gets $250K plus, basically effort free. I don't benefit from that, but that still has to pay for the mortgage, but other household expenses.
Dude, Bernie Sanders is screaming in my head right now, the estate tax should be higher. This lady should not be doing photography for free when the underclass are having to work their tails off. This is not right.
The house that they got is mortgage-free, but their house still has a mortgage. It has to pay for the mortgage and other household expenses.
How are they
going to
do that with only $15K a month?
Since she refuses to pay for it.
Why?
Citing it as a joint expense. We got into a fight, and I threatened to quit my job, too, if we were all quitting jobs now because work is hard. Her realization was that she buys takeout every day for us now, so my job was enough to pay for our mortgage. I asked that if she wants to upgrade houses like she upgrades cars, I'm guessing the new house won't be in my name. Will I have to pay the maintenance, contribute to the mortgage payments? She said that I should have to because it would be living expenses and I would benefit just as much as her. Am I the asshole for being annoyed at her selfishness?
I believe it was the great Cyndi Lauper who once said that money changes everything.
Damn it, I was going to quote Cyndi Lauper also.
They're both assholes. Like, what kind of relationship, what kind of marriage do you have where you can have that much money and not want your partner to enjoy it
right?
with you? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Get divorced. You don't love each other, get divorced.
No.
If my husband came home and said he won the lottery and then did not share that money with me at all and I'm still working on the side, I would be like, I'm leaving. I'm getting a divorce. Like,
all right, listen, you go to work. We split the rent in half. I hang around getting massages and eating expensive Japanese lunches all day.
I do love that she was like,
I'm eating omakase.
I've been picking up the takeout so you can get the mortgage. It kind of evens out. How much fucking wontons are they ordering?
I'm sorry, she doesn't leave you enough real leftovers. Like,
that's crazy. There's so much. So, this is gonna
spring
be
for groceries.
All these people are going to be in a headline in the New York Post one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are going to be the only fucking.
These are the kind of people, like the people who were complaining. There was like a local neighborhood Facebook group where people were complaining back when they were first introducing that congestion fee for driving in Manhattan.
Okay.
Which is bullshit.
But people were complaining, like, who lived on like the Upper East Side because they like didn't want to have to pay for cabs when they needed to take their kids and their strollers somewhere. And it's like, okay. Like, as a subway rider, like, I'm glad you're not going to bring a crying baby on the subway, but, like, if you can afford to live on the Upper East Side...
Yeah, you're probably doing all right.
And you're the person who carries the Louis Vuitton stroller on the fucking subway. You can spring for a cab or pay the congestion price. That's these people.
Oh, 100%.
It's just...
She doesn't even want to pay. Not only don't they want to pay the congestion fee, she doesn't even want to share $15,000 a month with her husband.
Yeah, they both seem like shitty people.
Okay, and can I just point something out? Because this is really quick. So the title of it says, I'm threatening to quit my job because my wife just randomly quit her job. She didn't randomly quit. She got $252,000 now.
Yeah.
So, which I think is funny that he just thinks that she randomly quit.
The word like, random is totally
he's
not.
Like, he's like, you know, if I hit the lottery, I'd give my 2 weeks. You know what I mean? I'd finish out a good 80-hour pay period. I'm not an asshole.
So like, I don't think he's looking at things like correctly at all.
Well, he opens the question, making himself look like a complete moron. And then he describes a story that just makes him completely, I think, in the right. Like, what kind of an asshole doesn't share that money?
It's pretty wild to me. Yeah, I hate to side with the person writing the question because A, it's Reddit and these people are animals.
Yep.
B, this, and I do point this out every podcast, this is a source by for and about them, so it's going to heavily skew in their favor. So I'm always looking for weird, like, lacks of details. You know, like the last one where the lady didn't say where they'd slept together. You
that's
know what
I mean?
Like,
important.
Weird stuff like that. It's like, okay, well, if you don't add it, it takes away from your case right now. And right. I have to think it's convenient. I'm not seeing any gaps in detail here. I think this guy, unless he's flat out lying about shit on his own Reddit post, I think he's telling
this
the truth.
This guy
here, man,
has so much detail. He's basically studying to be a lawyer so he can divorce her and then get alimony from the children. Oh, that is what he is doing right now.
Maybe that's what he should do. He should be like, listen, I have an idea that I can pull my weight even better if I was a lawyer. And then he gets her to what? Pay for law school. And then he uses that degree to what? Divorce her and take half of her inheritance.
Because either way, he's going to get some sort of money if he divorces her just because they have two kids that are not.
Yeah.
The two kids is actually, he put it in here, but I skipped that one part, is 13 and 9.
That's
so
right.
They have, he has a chunk of
he'll
time
get
that
some
is
of that
like,
money from her.
I need 30,000, you know, a month because they need to, you know, live with the silver spoon in their mouth.
Your Honor, it'd be one thing if I had gainful employment.
Unless
I don't
she somehow
because
gets full custody, which that seems like something that could happen. If he quits his job, I don't know.
That's true, and she's got the inheritance. She can get full custody.
She's got the inheritance. She didn't quit her job randomly. He versus him quitting his job, like as being an immature little brat. Like,
I guess, what does he think the recourse is going to be? He's like, I quit my job too. Now you have to pay for everything. Like,
yeah, now that? You have to do what you should want to do.
He's claiming squatter's rights in the house that he lives with his family.
You know what? I totally would. If my husband came home and won the lottery and did not share anything for me, I would totally be like. Squatter's rights are real in New York City. Like,
they are.
I would do that.
He could do this. He could quit his job and say, I'm not leaving. They call this the Tom Arnold defense. It works in a court of law. He can make it work. You've got this, sir.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. I just feel like...
Can we just say that these two have not sent dick pics to each other in a very long time. It's been ages.
No. Yeah, there's more going on beneath the surface here.
Oh yeah, yeah. If he even asked for nudes from her, she'd be like, "How dare you? I am a wealthy woman. I don't do that."
What are you not doing, sir? That is disincentivizing her from loving you enough to share her money.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, that's a good point too. That's a good point
actually,
too.
You know,
because he didn't leave out. Well, here's things I've been, or he didn't mention. Here's what I've been doing to make her feel better. I mean, maybe he could do a little more on his end to make her feel loved or whatever. But I, you know,
like, and how many times a week are you making her come, dude?
Yeah,
just zero. Come on.
If it's zero, then she shouldn't
married.
Share her fucking. That you just shouldn't be married. I mean, if there's a good enough reason for her not to share the money, then you shouldn't be married.
That's true.
But they already have kids that are, you know,
they do have kids, but it only requires one of them come to have kids. You know what I mean? It's he's the only one that had to come. That's it. I don't think she came.
I'll grant you that. She did not produce the sperm.
I think this lady has a heart and a vagina of ice, and I don't think it's possible to do anything down there.
She could be spending a lot of that money on things to rectify that situation, and I hope she is.
Right.
But at the same time, this marriage is just not.
I get the feeling that this guy's been counting the money in his father-in-law's bank account for the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And this is like his like meal ticket where he's like, God, I've put in time and I'm already committed, you know.
And I'll bet he was a real dick of a father-in-law, too.
Probably.
You know.
Rich people usually are.
Yeah, the apple doesn't
fall from the tree. All the billionaires watching at home right now.
We got huge billionaire following.
But
Jeff Bezos
like,
loves this show.
I feel like, it's kind of it seems like one of those situations where he got in there and was like, if I stick it out for the long run, I got 15 years, dad's going to die, then Lord knows my wife's not going to quit her job and become a photographer.
Yeah, he had to know about like this money that she was going to be inheriting, and also like that he has at least his property that was going to go to someone. He had to have known about that before died.
They do say if you marry for money, you earn it.
You do. And he's like, I have been banging young Cruella DeVille of North Dakota for decades now. I got to just wait for that old man to die. And let's face it, I'll bet he's got some not nice things to say about his son-in-law. He's like, he just drives around for 50 grand a year collecting money from my tenants. How dare he?
I feel like we're missing information on this one, too. I feel like we're missing some critical information.
I think there's a lot of self-censorship in the part of the people writing the questions.
Oh, you always have to realize it's one source.
I would have to acknowledge that part of me.
We're essentially watching... this guy is Donald Trump, and we're listening to Fox News, or this guy is Joe Biden, and we're listening to CNN. Like that's what's going on. You're listening to their side of the story. You always have to take this with a grain of salt, for sure.
This has become a game of what are you not telling us?
Yes. Right.
What is the orgasm situation here?
I think we have a new podcast.
They're not fucking. They're not fucking. There's no nudes. There's no dick pics. There's no labia pics. None of that. Nothing's going on here.
It's a partnership.
She would never send nine nudes. She would never send nine. You'd be lucky to get 2.5 out of her.
I don't know. Maybe she'd be lucky to get 2.5 out of him. I mean, that's the other side of it.
Not nearly enough.
If he's not putting out, I don't blame her. Like, that should be another conversation. But
true.
Yeah. All right. But I feel like the love's long dead on that one.
Yeah, it's dead.
But she should have signed a prenup. Or maybe you shouldn't have. I'm not sure how the law works.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, man. Like, that's, let's see. I'm hearing weird buzzing.
It sounds like they did sign a prenup because, like, he knows that he can't get the money.
Right, otherwise he wouldn't be so.
Yeah, I feel like he's like, none of it goes to me. It goes to my children and her. And it's like,
and
that's very clear.
I hate them almost as much as I hate her.
Right. It's like, dude, my children kind of look and act like her. I have shitty kids. I don't like them.
All right, I'm ready for the last question. What about you?
All right, let's do the last question on the Twisted Cupid Podcast. If you guys have questions, write in.
Oh, God, I hope it's a relationship that can be saved this time.
They never are. Dun, dun, dun.
They never are. No, yeah, this guy, he's got to just divorce her, take half the money, do something. She'll probably get the kids unless he what? Plants drugs on her, you know? It's put bruises on the kid and be like, you hate your mom, right, kids?
That's what it is.
You lie to the
judge and tell her she doesn't have any of the money left to live in North Dakota. You probably need to be spending that much money on hard drugs to not be... North Dakota.
it all happens
in North Dakota.
Dude, some heroin is cut with fentanyl. This guy cuts his fentanyl with heroin. Like, he stacks it heavy on the fentanyl side, this poor fella. Let's take our last question from the Wild Animals on Reddit.
Last question. My wife gave her number to a guy at a cultural event.
What's a cultural event? I need more details.
I'm going to tell you this.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
All I know is that it's a cultural event. That's all he ever gets into. But I was like, I kind of had the same thing. I was like, what is this?
He doesn't get into what the cultural event is?
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
All right, so last night my wife attended a cultural event.
Apparently
with some
they're called
friends.
Swinging parties. I've never heard of these.
Well, he wasn't invited. No, last night my wife attended a cultural event with some friend. And this morning, after I asked if anything happened that I should be aware of, she mentioned that a guy, a friend of her friend, had asked to kiss her towards the end of the night. She assured me that she declined his request. This revelation made me feel insecure, prompting me to ask her more of a series of questions. I appreciated her honesty in telling me that about this incident without any prompting, which clearly shows she was trying to not hide anything from me. However, my insecurities got the better of me, and I asked if she had added him to any social media platforms, to which she answered no. Later that day, I was on the couch with her and saw a notification on her phone from this man thanking her for giving him her number and expressing how much he enjoyed meeting her, even though she never responded, and I confronted her about this. I wanted to clarify that my confrontation was not out of the belief that she did anything wrong, but rather I felt that she should have mentioned she had given out her number when I asked about the social media. She explained that everyone exchanged numbers at the beginning of the event before she had made any advances, and she didn't think it was significant to mention.
In this culture, we kind of cheat, but not really. That's the event.
She didn't think it was significant to mention, especially since she had forgotten about it by the time I asked. She's now upset with me for what she perceives as a possessive behavior, as I am the asshole for feeling insecure about the situation and confronting my wife for not telling me she gave out her number, despite initially being upfront about another advance from the same guy. That's it.
Wow, dude, I think this guy's wife hates him more than the spoiled rich girl from the last question hates her wife, dude. This is crazy.
Why is this guy so insecure? Like, what kind of...
Well, I'm kind of confused with, like, it seems like she's involved with this entire group thing that he has no idea what's even going on.
Exactly.
Because she also said she went to this cultural event with some friend. And it's just like, oh, yeah,
the
she does this.
The lack of detail around the event is very... I feel
like... And it's very concerning. Yeah. It's like not a best friend, not a, you know, her friend is some friend. Just like, was it a dude friend? Was it a, you know...
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like from this guy, culture event could mean like a yoga class or like a Black Lives Matter rally. Like culture event sounds like... You couldn't have just said they went to a movie. They went to a... Like,
well,
it's called a hip hop concert. I don't know what this is.
I do think it's weird.
I imagine some kind of art gallery opening that he was just not into, and she meets this dashing, some painter with a French accent willing to swoop her away. You know. But
what's your number?
Just fucking communicate. Like, be like, hey, baby, I met this French guy who was super hot. Can we have a conversation? Why is this stuff so hard? Because
you know that's the rapport that they have.
This shouldn't be so
I know you're already
hard.
Insecure about it's me all, talking it, to other
this
men.
This is the same complaint I have about the ending of Casablanca. They could have just been like a Nazi fighting polycule.
If
someone could have just had a simple, honest, open conversation.
Dude, if they had a better relationship, World War II didn't have to happen. That's what at the end of Casablanca.
Right?
He could have ended it.
I like that you called it Casablanca.
Wait, what's it called?
Casablanca.
I've been calling it Blanca for years. I've been calling it that since the 30s when that movie was made. See?
That was just a big, giant, emotional MFM with Nazis in the background. Like, I don't fucking know. But, like...
The one thing that I thought was funny, too, is not only does he not really talk about this culture event and what they do and some friend, but instead of, like... Like saying, hey, how was your night last night? He goes, was there anything you need to tell me? Like, that was his question to her, or that I should know. It's like, kind of weird.
That's unhealthy there. Yeah.
I'm like, that's your wife. Yeah. Like, I would just be like, hey, how was your night? That's when I feel like you should be like, oh, yeah, some guy tried to kiss me or something like that.
Sure.
Like, that's a healthy relationship. Not like,
or if you declined, why even mention it? Like, if nothing
also,
happened.
Yeah. Wait, so the second part of this is that she was messaging him on Instagram or something?
No.
Yeah, she got a
notification.
No.
She gave him her number.
I got all the details right now. What happened was she went to the cultural event, okay? He said, was there anything I needed to know that happened last night? She said, some guy tried to kiss me, but I said no. Then he kind of felt insecure and felt bad for asking, but he said his insecurity got the better of him. So then he asked her again later on, saying, well, did you add him to any of your social media? And she said no. So they did not become social media friends. But then they're sitting on the couch together, and she gets a text message from him. And he knows that it's the guy. And he was like, well, why didn't you tell me that you gave him your number? And she said, well, because at the beginning of the night, everyone exchanged numbers, and I forgot that this happened.
How does that work, though? That's just a strange thing.
Yeah, I've never been to an event, a culture event, where it's like, okay, everyone share your social security number.
I think this lady's just a bad liar.
Yeah, I think we're 3 for 3 for relationships that are not going to work tonight. Because, like, first of all, his level of insecurity makes me think that there's something that happened in the past. Or,
cause or sounds right like, now. Sounds something's like happening right
like
now.
Someone you're like 6 months in with. Not someone that you're married to.
Yeah. Right.
Or that, his wife is a lot hotter than him and he knows it and it's just haunts his every waking moment.
I think it's all of those things.
Or he's not putting out either and he knows it or something.
Well, that's true. it all comes down to the lack of males just putting their dicks out there. You know what I mean?
Always
being coquettish.
That and communication. Just honest conversations.
Right. Dip it in some Crisco and just go to town, bud. What are you doing? You're not doing the right thing.
But seriously, what kind of foundation is missing from a marriage if like you're even having that conversation? Like that's just ridiculous to me that you would marry someone if you're in that
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Was this an arranged marriage or something?
Right. And in which case do you care that
There's something weird going on because you wouldn't both tell your husband, like, oh, yes, it was a pretty good night. You know what I mean? Food was pretty good. Some guy tried to kiss me. And then you get a text from that same guy. It's like, what do you, like, you just wouldn't tell him that some guy tried to kiss you. And then when you got a text, you'd be like, oh, I don't know, probably wrong number. Yeah. I don't know. Like you know she's not lying like a normal
human
lying.
How did he know that that was the guy? You know,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Even if you wrote the name in, like, did she write, oh, Frank, the guy who tried to kiss me last night?
Yeah, was it big parentheses under this guy's name? Like, this is insane.
I mean, if it was, like, Frank Smith, then you'd be like, no, that's another guy from the event.
She would have had the cop to where, yeah, that's the guy who tried to kiss me. And it's like, well, why didn't you either not tell me he tried to kiss you, or B, just lie about who texted you just now.
You know
it'd be very easy to lie about either of those things.
I watch a lot of conspiracy theory videos, not to just establish to all my credentials right now. but a lot of...
I think it's a false flag operation.
I think it's sometimes when there's a kernel of truth, you put out a little bit of information, but then there's her being like, hey... Just to let you know, this happened last night. I feel like that's her way of being like, false flag. All right, we never actually landed on the moon. No, I'm kidding. That's not where she went with it. But
I would agree with you if he had a reason to be suspicious. Because like people will do that when they're caught. They're like, I'm caught. I'm going to, we just made out a bit.
You know
what I mean? Like they'll cup to a colonel when they get caught. She just came right out with
But she didn't say that I had got his phone number.
She didn't say that, which that's what's not lining up to me is she came right out with some guy tried to kiss me and then she gets a text from that same guy.
Joel just said, did everyone exchange numbers before or after they put their keys in the bowl?
Yeah, we're missing a lot of information here.
The fact that he does not say with the cultural event, a cultural event, like people do.
Right.
And it's like, no, that could be literally anything.
Why was he not at this cultural, just the way that he phrases it makes it thing like he's like coming from a place of exclusion, but also maybe self-imposed. Like, oh, my wife's going to do that culture thing that she's always into.
Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't meet some cultured man who's going to steal her away from me. When she gets home, I better interrogate her. Is there anything that I need to know? That's such a weird way.
I kissed her and she tastes like some dude's culture.
If your partner said that to you. Right. Hey, how's it going? How was your date? Is there anything I need to know?
Yeah. Like, she's definitely cheated on him before. I think that's kind of going on.
So I think what we should do for this one is just give, what do you got? Just final advice, but like just go right down the line and then everyone just gives their final advice and that's it.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. Let's
do it. So my final advice is you guys don't know each other. She's definitely cheating on you. And I feel like he's just taking it. He's just taking it and taking it and taking it. And that's it. There's no hope for this relationship.
Yeah, this is pretty rough.
This is a rough one.
Yeah, dude, examine why your relationship lasts.
Honestly, I feel like it was, I kind of got sad after reading it. I was like, why are you dealing with all this?
Yeah, my final advice is it seems like this guy has been sort of had some of this stuff going on to him a little bit more at a time to where he's like, now I'm just accepting whatever's happening here. That's why he's just calling it a cultural event. That's why the comment about we all switched numbers at the beginning. Well, where the hell do you do that? I've never heard of that. This is like it's some weird life that he's not a part of that she's into, but it's probably a thing that she's been doing since before they ever got together. So he's either got to A, have a serious conversation with her about the whatever this cultural event is, or B, get yourself a Hawaiian shirt or whatever they wear in that culture, and you sneak yourself into the event.
Join
you go in disguise.
He goes in blackface.
Yeah. Yeah. You get the shoe polish. You get whole thing.
I can't even reference it. That's what Sarah Silverman did.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's too many white people on this podcast. Oh, you can't
right. It's not blackface if you don't get caught, all right? You have to get really good blackface.
Justin Trudeau said that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was his yearbook quote. His
it sounded better quote. In French, dude, for sure.
I know I gave my final advice, but I forgot to put this little thing. He keeps saying through the entire question, something got the better of me. My insecurities got the better of me. I was like, I feel like this is a thing that she keeps saying. You need to stop being so insecure. Like, this is like something that's played over and over and over in his head that he's just like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because, I mean, if this happened to me, I'd be like, insecure my ass. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, Joel on YouTube says she came home from the cultural event looking like a glazed donut. Matt on YouTube says, this is a letter from Nam. Joel on YouTube says, at Twisted Cupid Podcast, Naomi Judge's suicide letter was happier than this question.
Oh, it was pretty funny. Suicide notes. Yeah. I don't know.
She died at a cultural event. Died doing what she loved.
Danny, what's your final advice?
Oh God! Everybody, just fucking talk to each other and don't marry people if you feel like you have to go through their fucking don't fucking marry people if you don't trust them. Fucking God! Why isn't this intuitive? People of Reddit, marry people you trust.
This is
me. I have some anger issues. Okay, seriously, don't fucking marry people if you don't have a relationship foundation where you don't have to stalk their fucking phones. You absolute moron! And like, just fuck each other. Just like. Fuck each other and communicate and be fucking adults. Like, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Honestly.
Communication. It's all about fucking communication. I've been married for 10 years. Communication.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Yeah, I agree, because the other person in these questions every time were being so shitty that I'm like, to the person writing the question, I'm like, hey, there's no way they started with this. They weren't a perfect spouse yesterday, and then this happened.
Yes.
Like, this is a long a series of events that has brought you here.
We're missing some information.
Yes.
My take is that if you're at the point where you're asking strangers on Reddit if you can trust your wife, the relationship is already structurally damaged to the point of implosion. But in the meantime... Stop being so insecure. Maybe your wife would want to fuck. Not fuck, actually. It's not all about sex, but just if you're being insecure, it's going to feed into it. But but mostly, like, it's already a lost cause. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough, man.
There's probably a different subreddit you can click over to.
Some
rough. Cute dogs sort of cheering up right now. Open up some other tabs right now.
Great sex toy app out there.
I think we answered all those. This has been a great podcast. Thank you so much to both of our guests, man. Thank you to Michael Walsh. Thank you to Danny Riedel.
Thank you most of all to our listeners, man.
Thank you guys for being here. This was a great episode.
Yeah.
This was awesome. And thank you most of all, not just to the listeners, but the listeners on YouTube in the chat, man. Thank you to Joel on YouTube. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to Joanne.
Go Rangers.
Until next week, we're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Later.